Once again, it's time to get our faces rubbed in the annual Beyond Treasonous Morbid Political Obedience Show, known formerly as the AIPAC Conference, and held this year right in the capital of the Zionist States of America. This kosher communist convocation and pinky ring, pun intended, will, as always, present a kennel full of political dogs who are the devoted servants of that Rothschild conceived, created, and owned racist, thermonuclear, genocidal crime state known as Israel, or Israel, as many honorable human beings call it.
Mourning the dead in the Gaza Strip. As Israel continues to bomb the territory for a third consecutive day.
The usual types of traitorous American political goons will queue up to try to outdo each other, bootlicking the assembled AIPAC Jewish audience, hoping to be rewarded with lots of Zionist cash and lots of Jewish votes. Zionist Jewish agents Cantor and Hoyer will actually be the keynote speakers this year, while Goyim Zionist spear carriers Boner and Reed will keep the annual anti-American pimp show moving right along by pledging their eternal loyalty to the State of Israel. Their all-too-predictable vows of their unbreakable bond, not to the Constitution and their constituents, mind you, but to the outlaw State of Israel, are guaranteed to repulse all true Americans of every race and religion. For them, after all, there's no money to be had in a government by and for the people, but there are plenty of shekels for U.S. political hacks who are willing to serve the self-anointed, chosen master race. The big boss of these American toadies is, of course, Israel Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, who will train the Goyim shills in bowing and scraping to Zionist interests. The speeches of these American turncoat career servants of Israel invariably parrot Bibi's own shtick that the Israeli killer Jews are all just innocent victims. Bibi did the same song and dance at last year's AIPAC conference, eliciting the contrived and utterly obedient sympathies of the Goyim hucksters in attendance.
The founding of Israel didn't stop the attack on the Jews.
As a dress rehearsal for these depraved American seekers of Jewish money and votes, they would do well to watch Jewish Senator Steny Hoyer's Pledge of Allegiance to Israel when he was seeking re-election money for his New York Senate seat at the 2010 AIPAC conference. You see, it's not enough to vow an unbreakable bond with Israel to get the Jewish votes. One has to bow and scrape with all kinds of bonds, as Hoyer did last year at AIPAC.
At core, there is an unshakable, unbreakable, unmovable bond between Israel and the United States.
Or perhaps this, from Poodle Tony Blair at last year's conference, will show these American political prostitutes how to best please the Zionists by praising Israel as a moral model to the world.
The Middle East region should regard Israel not as an enemy, but as a model.
In spite of Blair's own admission that Israel's checkpoints, searches, permits, demolition, and security measures applied to Palestinians are often too heavy and too oppressive.
The tragedy for Palestinians is checkpoints, searches, permits, demolitions, security measures that are often heavy and sometimes oppressive.
But if the Goyim shills Boner and Reed really want to please the Jews, then the example of Jewish Senator Eric Cantor's war cry against Iran at AIPAC's 2010 conference is a must for their upcoming speeches next week.
The Iranian regime, emboldened by the West's lack of unity and resolve, brazenly forges ahead with its nuclear weapons program. And Iran's president denies the Holocaust and threatens to wipe Israel off the map.
What I have outlined, my friends, is a prelude of what to expect at next week's AIPAC conference. More sucking up, more vows of loyalty to the Talmudic Constitution of Israel, and more demands for war on pariah states, such as Iran, to send Gentile American youths to their deaths. For American Jewry does not send their own to fight the very wars they incite and orchestrate halfway around the globe. Some may call all of this groveling to the Zionist Jews at the AIPAC conference and all year long politics as usual. But I call it as it is, nothing less than the most treacherous treason to America possible.